Glancing about, I noticed that the railroad station's roof was gone, blown off, a true indication that the country was at war. Before long, a sergeant started calling out names. After each name, the sergeant would direct that person to one of several 2.5-ton trucks waiting a short distance from the railroad station. The trucks would transport the soldiers to their assigned units. When I heard my name called, I climbed onto the bed of the truck that was designated to go to my unit, the 5th Regimental Combat Team, or 5th RCT. Our truck left the railroad station, and we bounced around in the deuce and a half for more than an hour, stopping at various locations. Riding in the back of a 2.5-ton truck is a rough ride. The truck didn't seem to have any rear springs because every dent in the road meant a bump of the wooden seat that would move the passengers up and back down with a hard landing. At each stop, the driver called out the name of the soldier assigned to the unit, and the soldier would gather his gear and hop off. We riders didn't exchange a lot of conversation. No one seemed excited or joyful to be in Korea. In fact, we were a rather somber group. When the truck stopped and the driver called out my name, I gathered my equipment and disembarked at a location in the northeastern section of South Korea. As I looked around, I noticed several large tents erected and arranged in a dispersed manner. I was, so I quickly learned, at the headquarters of the 5th Infantry Regiment of the 5th RCT. After checking in with the Sergeant Major, I dropped off my gear at the transit officer's quarters, which was really just a bunker in the side of a hill. Since noon was approaching, the sergeant major suggested I get some chow before reporting in. I found the mess hall, had lunch, and then walked back to headquarters, reporting as ordered.